We are learning Masechta Ksubis Daf Mem Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Yesoima Shnis Arsa Beniskarsha. So we're going to move in the Gemara. There's really two cases: Yesoima and someone who's Arsa Beniskarsha. What's the significance of these people? Because Yesoima does not have a father. If he doesn't have a father, so there's a difference according to Rabbi Elazar between Oynis and Mefater. What's the reason? The reason is, since she's a Yesoima, and the Knas belongs to her, so therefore, she is Meichel by Nispatalai, she did it willingly, she is Meichel the Knas, and therefore, the halach is, the person is Potter from Mefata. Oynis is unwillingly still Chayif, and it goes to her. But by Mefata, is Potter because it's Medas. What's this Aras of Meskar? So we'll see in the Gemara what that means. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Omer Rab Babachano. Omer Rabbi Machano, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Rabbi Eliezer, Beshitas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Omro. Rabbi Eliezer going according to Rabbi Kiva. The Omer, Yesh lo Knas, Beknosa la Atzma. We had him a Machlokes before in the last Mishnah between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yisai Glili. What the halacha if someone was a Sarsa, even if the father's alive, if someone had an Erisin, then he had a Sarsa. So Rabbi Yisai Glili said, there's no Knas whatsoever. That's what Rabbi Yisai Glili's Shita was. This is the Lama Chesim and Aleph. There's no knas whatsoever. Why is no knas? Basically, because he dashes actually a rasa that if there was an eris, there's no knas. That's basically the taishes. Rabbi Kiva there's two tanoim libra Rabbi Kiva. Either it means that we don't care about lo shalai lo rasa at all, it's going for xerashava, or it does to wife that the knas goes to her. That's Rabbi Kiva shita. So the Gemara says this Rabbi Loza is going like his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva. The Amra yesh lo knas beknas alatzma mimai. How do you see that? Midiktani Yisayma, Rav Lezer Menes Chayv and Fata Potter Yisayma Pshita. Yisayma itself, that's Pashit. That's not a Chiddush. El Hakamash Malon, the Nairish is Arsav and Skarsha ki Yisayma. The Chiddush is that's two different things. There's Yisayma and Sarsav and Skarsha. If it would be one person, Yisayma, she's Sarsav and Skarsha. So of course, by Yisayma, she has a right to Meichel her. It goes to her. Of course, it goes to her so she can Meichel it. The Chiddush is that even though it's a person who has a father, but Nisaras and Miskarsha still, the Knas of Peter goes to her, and therefore she can Meichel it. Come on, how come I was wrong? Nairish and Nisaras and Miskarsha ki Yisayma. My Yisayma la Atzma. Nairish and Nisaras and Miskarsha la Atzma. It goes to her. Om Rav Zeru, Om Rav Rav Shilu, Om Rav Nuna, Saba, Om Rav Adab Ahav, Om Rav, Halacha ka Rav Elazar, Pasuk Rav Elazar, Kari Rav Elad Rav Elazar, Tuvina de Chachimi. He's like the cream of the crop, like the best of the Chacham. Like Rashi says, Ma'ushu Shavacham. Who's this Rab Elazar? This Rab Elazar is Elazar ben Shemua. He's Talmud of Rav Akiva. Like the Gemara says in the Yevamos that the Olam was Shomeim after 24,000 Talmidim of Rav Akiva were Nifter. At Shabbat Rav Akiva, it's Rav Sam Shavadarim, and he taught Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yasi, Rav Shimon, Rav Elazar ben Shemua. Those were always Talmidim. This Rav Elazar Mishnah going according to Rav Akiva. So again, so in our Mishnah, there's two halachas. Yisayma, that everyone agrees, that's the halacha. Oynes chayav fata pata. And Sarsa and Miskarsha will really be a machlokes. According to Rav Yisai Glili, there won't be any knas whatsoever anyway, even by Oynes either. And according to Rav Akiva, of our Mishnah, there it goes, by Mefata, by Sarsa and Miskarsha, it goes to her, by Oynes and Mefata. Therefore, by Mefata, you are Potter because you can Meichel. According to Rabbi Kiva of the Brisa before, there is no difference. And Sarsa Mizrashka still goes to the father, so there won't be a difference between Oynes and Mefata, they'll both be Chayim, and so it comes out. But like upon him, this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva of the Mishnah. Klar? Mish is good? Okay. Zog to Mishnah Vaita. So we said in the last Mishnah, the Avlamet Hesmet Aleph, we learned that besides for Knas, you got to pay for Boishas and Pagam. That's what's said in the Mishnah. That means Mefata pays three things, Boishas, Begam, and Knas. Oynes is also Tzar. Now what's Boishas, Begam? It means embarrassment and how much is worth less. What exactly does that mean? That's the Gemara discussion right now. Zog to Gemara, Ezu Boishas, Akol Lefi HaMevayish HaMespayish. How do you pay Boishas? It depends who the Mevayish is and who the Mespayish is. Rashi explains, Mevayish. Odom beinini hamevayish. Boishas koshav. Odom zelam. Odom choshav. Rashi learns the worst type of embarrassment of someone who's ma'anis or mafata is a regular person. Because if it's a choshav person, not such a big embarrassment for the lady. If it's a zoilel, also it's not such a big embarrassment. Because everyone knows, it's a homeless guy. Like, it's not such an embarrassment. It's much bigger embarrassment to her if it's Adam Beini. That's how Rashi learns. The Ram actually argues, that's how Rashi learns. But Amisbayish means, it depends on Chosh of Shia. So the Baish is paid, Kilfi the Mavayish Amisbayish. What about Pagam? Pagam, Royan Oysa, Ki'ilu hi shifchanim keres b'shuk. We look at her like a shifcha is being sold b'shuk. Kama isi yafa, kama yafa. How much she was worth and how much she is worth now. That's how we look at this person, because now she became a ba'ula. Someone's ma'anasir, she became a ba'ula. How much less is she worth? So the Mishnah is explaining, like, for what? So the Torah says, if you would sell her for a shifcha, she'd be worth less. Now the Gemara doesn't ask, like, why is a shifcha make a difference? She's a ba'ula, ba'ula. She knows how to sweep the floor the same way. If she's a ba'ula, ba'ula, the Gemara will ask the kasha. And the Mishnah ends up with the third thing, Knas, Shava b'chol Adam. Knas is equal by any type of person. V'chol Shesha Kitzva Manat Torah, Shava b'chol Adam. That's, it goes to the same thing, anything that has a Kitzva. Which means that the Knas of 50 Shkolim goes for any type of lady. No matter how Choshev she is, or how low she is. Either way, it's 50 Shkolim. And the Mishnah says, every time there's a Kitzva like that. Let's say 30 shkolim for Eved. If a shark kills an Eved, you pay 30 shkolim. It's always the same price. No matter if the Eved is a very good Eved or not such a good Eved. Like upon him, that's our Mishnah. So our Mishnah talked about Baishas, about Pagam, and about Knas. So first thing Gemara is going to ask, how taka do you know that when someone's Ma'adis or Mafata someone, besides a Knas, he pays Baishas or Pagam? How do you know? Ve'ema, chamishim shlomo rachmanim v'kol mili. Maybe the 50 shkolim is like a set amount. You know, sometimes a guy rents out an apartment and includes utilities in a set amount. It's one set amount. 50 shkolim, it covers everything. Baishas v'gam and the knas, everything all together. How do you know that besides for the knas is a baishas v'gam? Who told you that? So, Rav Zeira, it has to be like that, Rav Zeira says. It's far, it has to be like that. Yoyimru bal bas malachim chamishim, bal bas hadyotas chamishim. I'll tell you, it has to be, there's a difference of Baishas v'gam, because it doesn't make sense that someone who's ma'anis, a princess, should pay the same money if ma'anis a homeless person. It doesn't make sense. So Amalei Abaye, is that a taina? Yochi Nami, Eved Nami. By Eved also, where it says that a shor killed the Eved, you pay 30 shkolim. Yoimru say a svara. Eved noikim magolius, which is a very chashuva job. Someone who strings pearls, shloishim. Eved oisa maisa macha, which is a very simple job, which means like a little tailor, shloishim. And stole the Torah, says, yeah, shloishim, yeah. So that's not a taina. Elam Rav Zeira, I'll tell you a taina why here we know this Baishas v'gam. Ilu ba'ala shnayim, echa kadarka, v'achasa kadarka. Let's say two people were ba'al on this lady. One was shloi kadarka, so she's still called a besula regarding the second person. So the second person was ba'al on her, the halacha is that it's still a chi of knas, you're still called a besula. But you're not going to tell me that, you're not going to say that's less of a begam the second time. You're ever ba'al shleim ha'chamishim, ba'al begum ha'chamishim. Saying a very similar tainer again. We'll speak soon about this. But Rav Zeira says the same thing. If no place of begam, you can tell me that someone who's ma'anes a complete besula, a shlema, is the same price as someone who was ma'anes, someone who's already had a bias like a darka on her, that she's not the same level. You're not going to say that. She has to get more. She has to get more. So you see this, place of begam. Only by Yachigabi Evanami. Yomru Evid Bari Shloishim, Evid Mukashkin Shloishim, that an Evid who's a strong, a healthy Eved is Shloishim and Eved Mukashkin Shloishim. So you see that the Torah gives a Knas. Now, the Mishnayim are bothered by it. We just asked the same Kash and Torah twice. The first Kash was that it has to be this Baishas v'gam, because there's a difference between a princess and a homeless person. And then we said, oh, but Eved is the same. Then we had another Kash. There's a difference between a Baal Shlema and Baal Shlema and Paguma. And then we said, oh, Eved did the same Bari. So it's the exact same Kash. So the Mishnayim says, yeah, the first one was a Dovah Chitzaini. What made that person chashu was that she was a princess, or that he was ever was naked by Garlius. That was mechitzaynus. This is in the guf itself. This is something inherently, intrinsically part of the person, that they're pogum or they're mukashchin. So that was the shakar of dar here. But saying the same thing. So back sver, who said there's something called baishas v'gam? Hechadaisa. Maybe knas covers everything. So more than have two drushes. Elo amabaya amakra. It says in the pasuk that v'nosan ha'ish ha'sheichiv ima l'avi anara chamishim kesef v'lo yisiyo li'isho tachas asher ino lo yuchol shal koyomo. It says that give 50 shkolim, why? Tachas asher ino. So we darshin hani tachas asher ino. This is tachas asher ino, that you abused her, you hurt her. Machlal dika b'ayis v'gam. Besides that, it's a payment for b'ayis v'gam. Tachlis just means that for the assault. The rest is b'ayis v'gam. Rav Amar Makra, the post says, v'nosan ish ha-sheikhev ima la'viya naira, chamishim kesef. And it says, ha-sheikh, why is it ha-sheikhev ima? I'm going to repeat that. Ha-noash shchiva nun. The ha-noash shchiva nun, mechlal dika b'ayis v'gam. So al-kaponim, we have two terutzim, two drushes, how we know she gets b'ayis v'gam besides for knas. One's from Takas Ashi'ina, and the other post, one is from v'nosan ish ha-sheikhev ima la'viya naira. Zog the Gemara, okay, now we know 50 shkolim goes to the father. It's the first apostle. V'nosan ha'ish ha'sheichev ima la'vi ha'naira chamishim kesef. How do you know the b'ayis v'gam goes to the father? V'eim ledida. Maybe goes to her. The Gemara answers, Omakra, the pasuk says, b'nurea beis aviha, that while she's a naira, all her profits, all her things she brings in, goes to the father. Kol shvach nurea la'viha. All the shvach she brings in goes to the father, including b'ayis v'gam. That's the Gemara tries to say. It's just this pasuk. It's a pasuk of Parashas Matos in the Parashah of Nedarim. And the entire pasuk reads like this: Eila achukim asher tziva Hashem es Moshe ben Ish lishter ben Ov lebitoy ben Rav beis Avia. So Mara says, "Velo hodam Rav, who know Rav? Benayin l'shemaisa bas la'avia. How do you know that when the bas works while she's a naira or a ktana, that her earnings go to the father?" Shenema says in the pasuk, "V'chiyimka ish es bitay la'ama." And it's the extra word la'ama. Ma ama mais del Rava. Afbas, mais del lavia. The Gemara darshins a hekesh. Just like a amma, her earnings, her wages go to the rabbah, mais yedel of Abbas also goes to the father. So lovely, take the rabbi's avia, learn from the rabbi's avia. So Mar says, Elahi, that must be that. Rabbi's avia, far as the dharm looks, davka far as the dharm. So back, we don't know exactly, why does it go to the father? We try to say from the pasuk, but that pasuk is referring to the dharm. Learn out from there. Learn out from the pasuk of Nedarim to Mamoin to Pesach Vegam. Mamoin Meisur Leafina. You'll learn out Mamoin from Isser. I learn out from Knas from the 50th Shkolim. Chitem Neil from Knasa. Mamoin Meknasa Leafina. You'll learn from Knas either. El Mistavra the Aviyahava. It's Mistavra that it goes to the father Pesach Vegam. Why? The Boi Masalol Lemanuvel Umukashchin. Since the father has the Kayach to marry her off to anyone he wants, including a Menuvah Mugashchin, and that will make a Baishas and a Pagam to her, because she'll be worth less now and she'll be embarrassed. And now that someone else is Ma'anas her, the father lost some of his clout to do this. They're not going to be able to marry her off so easily. So he lost that money. So he is the Bailim over the money of Baishas Pagam. That's why the father gets the Baishas Pagam. So like upon him, what we learned was that there's a payment by Shiva Kam for two drashas, Takas Hashina or Hana Shiva, and it goes to the father because he has a right to give her over to Amuka Shchin.